Good morning and welcome to Cove Baptist Church. If you're watching us by internet today, first of all, let me thank you for being with us and watching us today. If you're ever in the Louisville area, we are a suburb of Louisville, Kentucky and Fairdale. We'd love to have you. The address is on our webpage, and thank you for watching us today. All right, Brother Ken, let's go. Take your Bibles or look at me on screen to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 11, verses 14 and 15, as we continue our series on spiritual warfare. If you're here today, you are a child of God, you're in a battle. If you're here today and you're lost, you're allowing Satan to win right now. But if you're here and you're saved, Satan can and will not ever be able to rob your soul. But he can make your life miserable and ruin and rob your witness if you're not careful. And that's what this series is about. Paul writing here, he says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministries also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." He says, don't marvel, don't get confused, understand that Satan can transform himself into an angel of light. It's a fancy way of saying he is the master of deception. Bow your heads with me, please. So every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Oh, Father, today, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, Father, may we learn today to have spiritual eyes. May those spiritual eyes be focused on you. Father, may we look to you every day through our prayer life, through our Bible study time, through our church attendance, through being around Christian people. Father, may we truly come to understand that Satan is on the prowl and he's out to destroy. Steal, kill, and destroy, as we looked at last week. But Father, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God, Father, who will not let Satan destroy us as long as we allow him to protect us. May we learn how to do that in this series. Father, if there be one here today that's lost, most of all, may this be a day of salvation. For Father, as long as there's breath in us, and as long, Father, as you're still waiting in your heavenly kingdom to come after us, there's hope for those today who will accept you. But Father, let us not be fooled. Time is not on our side. For Father, you're coming soon. May we learn to understand today is a day of salvation. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. And everyone said, amen. Transformed means he has the ability to come to you and not look scary. Jesus is described so many times as being what? The light of the world. So Satan comes at us with light, thinking that we will be fooled by what he does, how he does it, where he comes from. The only way that you can tell the difference between Jesus being light of the world and Satan transformed as angel of light is through spiritual eyes. See, he doesn't have to be an angel of light to those who are lost. He's already got them until they accept the Lord. He's out to destroy you. You'd be surprised what things can come into your life that if you're not really in tune spiritually, can destroy your life. And the quicker you learn to recognize it, because in everybody it's different. Listen to me closely. The things he may come at me with will be something totally different he comes at you with. He's sharp. He's smart. Never forget that. Therefore, it is no great things if his ministers also be transformed, his ministers meeting his demons, as the ministers of righteousness. Satan has a way of telling you that the sin you're doing is right. He has a way of doing that. He has a way of saying, I know you feel convicted, but you shouldn't feel convicted. God's going to love you no matter what you do, what you say, where you go. God's a God of love, not a God of judgment. Satan's favorite thing. That way, you give yourself permission to act any way and go any place you desire to go. Did you catch that? Because we're constantly fighting this battle between ourselves, between Satan and Jesus, Holy Spirit, Satan's spirit. And we're debating all the time, is this right or is this wrong? And it's amazing when Satan begins to win and we begin to look more toward the angel of light than the one who's the true light. He begins to mess with our thinking. Next thing you know, you'll be surprised what we justify, what we do, until he gets us hooked. And then when he gets us hooked, he pulls hard. And when he pulls hard, folks, you will fall because you took the bait. And everybody here can give testimony of how Satan has outsmarted us. So don't act holier than thou. Don't act like, oh, Satan can't touch me, because he loves it when you have that attitude, because he takes that as a challenge. You don't want to challenge Satan. Don't challenge Satan unless Jesus is in front of you. Because if you challenge Satan, he will whip your tail. And he'll do it in a way that you don't even realize he's whipped it until it's whipped. How's that for psychology 101? It even ran right over my head. Whose end shall be according to their works? I said this phrase earlier this week. How things end up is where you're going to end up. Oh, that was cute, wasn't it? How are you going to end up? When you come to the end of your life, number one, you don't know when that's going to be. So let's don't act like because you're young, you got the rest of your life. The greatest deception that Satan comes across is that you got the rest of your life to turn it around. No, you don't. You may not even have today before it's over with. I'm not trying to scare you. That is the gospel truth. So no matter how you start in life, no matter what you've done, Jesus can forgive you and will forgive you if you will ask for it and say, Jesus, forgive me. For whatever sin I've been convicted about, ask him for forgiveness and then ask him to change you. Because if there's not a change, then obviously conviction wasn't very strong in your life. Because conviction brings change. That's why conviction is not bad when it changes you. I say a lot of times, oh, people are miserable. I really do. Because there was a time when I was miserable, when I wasn't doing what God wanted me to do. And I'll say to somebody sometime, I said, oh, you feeling bad? Life tough? Well, it's going to get tougher if you don't make some changes. Because it got tough on me before I made some changes. Now, it doesn't mean that life's all a bed of roses. Okay, don't go out of here saying, I said, oh, once you accept Jesus Christ, oh, my husband will be nice from now on. My wife will be wonderful from now on. My kids will just be angels from now on. I'll have more money than I can spend from now on. My bosses will change and be wonderful. Don't get silly. Don't put Jesus on that kind of level. We're not in a world of perfection yet, folks. We're in a world of sin. Are you going to be the light? What kind of light are you going to be? You going to shine for Satan? You going to shine for Jesus? You going to shine for one of them? Which one are you going to shine for? It's not how you start. It's how you finish. You can't change yesterday, last week, last year. You can't change it, folks. Quit trying to. Deal with today. Change today. Tomorrow will take care of itself if you put Jesus in today. Give the Lord a hand of applause in his house. Let's go, Brother Ken. All right, let's change our scripture here a little bit. And let's go to some very familiar piece of scripture that we have up here. Anytime, Brother Ken, I can only talk for so long. Here we go. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. We're not going to get through all of this today. We're going to take our time. This is some of the greatest scriptures on the planet that describes exactly what Satan's all about and how you can defend yourself. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. Highlight that, underline that. Find this in your Bible. Read it daily. The only way to be strong is what? In the Lord. We're going to find out how to do that. And in the power of His might. Listen closely. His might, not mine. I cannot defeat Satan on my own. I'm not that powerful and I'm not that smart. But it's not about me that can defend myself. It's what's inside of me that defends for me. You understand that? It's God's Spirit inside of me that protects me. And in that Spirit, I come to an understanding that I can only be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on, and here's this key word, whole armor of God. And when we get into this in this series, I want you to understand, if you just put on part of the armor, Satan will still come at you. He'll find your weakness. Even if you come to church, he'll find your weakness. Because if you don't learn to put the whole armor on, there's something in your spiritual life that's weak. And Satan will find it. Whole armor of God. You get the teaching? That you, me, may be able to stand against the wiles, the trickeries of Satan, deception of Satan. If you're in the Lord, you're strong. If you're in His power, you're mighty. If you put on the whole armor of God, you will be standing at the end of your life. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Are you with me? You understand the teaching. Because Satan is trying to knock you down and we want you standing. Why do we want you standing? It's because when you're standing, you're a walking testimony witness that Jesus is the most powerful thing in your life. And no matter what comes your way, life is not perfect. Your life's not perfect. You don't know what you're going to have to deal with today. You don't know what's coming your way. But whatever it is, I have decided that I'm going to live for Jesus for eternity, because this is temporary. I've got a final home waiting for me because I finished my race with Jesus in my heart. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, Paul's going to give us some great insight on how this battle's going to take place. And it's going to take place. Believe it or not, for we wrestle. I was the assistant wrestling coach at PRP High School many, many years ago. How's that for a very informative information for you to use? And that's true, isn't it, Monica? Say it a little louder, honey. Just one more time.
It was true.
Oh, yeah. I used to be the man. I had the muscles. I had the body. What are you looking at, Kevin? I remember you looked at me like that. For we wrestle not against flesh. Although you'd like to argue that, wouldn't you? Because it seems like all the battles that we have is against somebody in the flesh. My wife, my husband, my children, my family, my boss, whatever it may be. It seems like to me I'm fighting somebody all the time. Who in the world? What do you mean it's not flesh? Because when you fight the flesh, the next thing that comes is blood. If you're in a fight, sooner or later, you're going to draw what? Blood. And blood is life. You bleed enough, you die. We have scars, wounds. Don't be surprised, because Jesus has wounds too. Because see, he took Satan. He did become flesh. But he became flesh so that when he died, he changed the whole picture. He changed the whole philosophy. He changed everything about everything when you come to accept him. Because even though we want to put a face to our battles, it's not the face or the blood. What is it then? But against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The higher you go spiritually, watch this closely, the higher you go spiritually, Satan will come. He can get as high as you can. He comes to church. Yep. He comes to church when you don't come to church. Yep. He comes to church to destroy it. Why do you think so many people get hurt at church? You think Jesus is the author of that? No. Satan's out. If he can destroy you, he can destroy the church. Not that he can ever defeat the church, but if he can destroy the church, it destroys its witness and it destroys its message. You got a message. You understand that? If you're a child of God, you're a walking church in your own way. You carry with you a message. It's amazing how people perceive the message you carry. Satan wants you to carry one message. Jesus wants you to carry another. What I want you to see in this, it's not about fighting others. It's about fighting me. If I am prepared, when I played football, and I know, here we go again, oh yeah, right, sure. They taught us, no matter how big, because I played on the defensive line. I had one thing in mind, that was to kill a quarterback. That's what they told us. They fed us dog food and said, you go and get that quarterback. Back in those days, they could do that. They wanted us mean. And they said, it's not how big you are. You've heard this phrase, because I was up against people bigger than me. It's not how mean you are. I mean, it's not how big you are. It's how mean you are. I heard that 1,000 times in football practice. You're going to come up somebody bigger, but are they as mean as you? Mean. I used to could do that a lot better, okay? Yeah, okay. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Here's what we, principalities, how we think, what we say. Against powers, Satan is against us on every level. It's very powerful. Against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. One more piece of scripture, we'll close. Wherefore, you understand that? Paul said, if you understand that, because if you don't understand that, you're not going to understand this. Understand what you're fighting. Understand who the enemy is. And get ready for battle. Again, back to football. When we got ready to go out there, we put on all this gear. If you didn't put on all that gear, if you didn't have it on right, you're going to get hurt. That makes sense, don't it? You got to have the right gear, right armor to protect yourself because you're going to war. Everyone in here on some level is at war. It may be with yourself. It may be with other things involved in it. Only you answer that. But you are in war in some way or another. And if you don't put on the whole armor. When I was in football, I could have my pants on. But if I didn't put my helmet on, I was going to get hurt. You can do some things right, but if you don't do everything right, you're going to get hurt. And we're going to point out some things that you need to be doing in your Christian life to protect yourself, because Satan will find that crack to get in there. Now look what it says. Wherefore, take unto you, you, personal. Listen to me closely. No one else can put this armor on you but you. You can't do it for your husband. Can't do it for your wife. Can't do it for your children. You can present the armor. You can place it in front of them. You can lay it down beside them in the bed. That's called prayer. But they have to be the one to make the decision to put it on. And when we get into this series, as quick as I can put it on, I can take it what? Off. You with me? Take on the whole armor of God. Whole armor. That you may be able to withstand. Means to continue to stand in the evil day. Somebody asked me, what is the evil day? Every day is an evil day. This side of the resurrection. You with me? I don't care how good a day you're having, it can be an evil day. Because there's sin everywhere. You got family? You don't know where that family's at all time. You got children? You don't know where they're at all time. You got parents? You don't know where they're at all time. You got friends? You don't know where they're at all the time. I promise you, somewhere on this planet, every day, evil is at an all-time high. And if you don't believe that, then he truly has come to you in some angel light, because you're living in some dream world. We don't live in a dream world yet, people. We're not in heaven yet. Do you understand that? We're not there yet. We're in an evil day. We're in an evil world. And if you don't understand that, you're going to be destroyed in heartbeat. Take on the armor, the whole armor, because this is evil times that we're living in. And the Bible says it's going to get worse before it gets better. We say, can it get much worse? Well, I believe it can. And I believe we're in the final days of this world. I think that's biblical. I'm not just trying to tell you that to scare you. I'm just telling it because I want you to know the truth. The evil day is now. That you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Now I'm going to close with this, and we're going to pick this up next week. Having done all, what this means, all means you have put every piece of armor on. If you don't, that's the only way to stand. If you don't have put the all, the whole armor on, you will not stand. Do you see that? Look at this. Withstand in the evil day, and having done all, meaning having to put on this whole armor that he's going to talk about. All of it. Every bit of it. So you can stand. Why is it so important for me to stand? It comes down to this. The reason I'm here today and the reason you're here today is because somebody has been standing on your behalf, praying for you, trying to show you the way. It may be people that you know and people you love. It may not be somebody that you know at all. But there are people today that led the way for you to be here today. Now, if you don't understand that and don't believe that, you need to wake up. Now, if you believe that, you've got a choice. You're either going to lead others to the angel of light, or you're going to lead them to Jesus, who said, I am the way, the life. How your actions, how you act, what you do, what you say, you will lead others. Which way are you leading them? Satan wants you to lead them down a different path. Jesus wants you to lead them down his path. As much as it's all about you, when we all end up, folks, it's also about others. Do you really understand that? Do you know the people that's watching you, listening to you, wanting you to fail on one hand, and on the other hand, it's hoping that you say the right thing, do the right thing? Don't judge other people. That doesn't win people. Too many other people around here judging other people. I tell you what my philosophy is. I leave the judging to Jesus because he's going to judge. My job is to present Jesus to them in any way that I know how to do, in the way I live life. It's not all about judging. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get away with anything. It doesn't mean I'm going to get away with anything. Because I promise you, you will not get into heaven until you're judged. Nor will you get into hell until you're judged. But your judgment's going to send you one place or the other. That's not how you start. It's how you finish. The Lord could come today. Anything could happen to you today. Quit living in your past. Live for today. Make the changes today. Secure your tomorrow. Because the only way to secure your tomorrow is the one who holds tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Give the Lord a hand of applause in his house. Stand with me, please. So every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Oh, Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Oh, Father, it is my prayer today that those who are listening in this congregation, as well as those who can be watching by internet around the world, Father, may we truly understand that Jesus is in this place right now. He is just waiting for you to just say, Jesus, I'm going to make you Lord of my life. And I know, Father, I've done some things that are not right in your sight, but Father, I'm going to make good on that today. I know I can't go back and change that. But Father, I'm going to live for you today. And I'm going to accept you as Lord and Savior. You're watching by internet. I don't care where you're at or what you're doing. You could be in jail. You could be around the world. You could be where it's 50 below zero. You can be where it's 100 degrees. You could be working or you could be at play. But no matter where you're at, all you've got to do is bow your head and say, Jesus, forgive me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I want you to change me. And I want to live for you. whether my life ends today or I live for a lot of years, today is the first day of the rest of my life because I put you in it. Father, bless these moments. For Father, we're going to serve Satan or Jesus. The choice is ours. Today, will we say, as for me and my house, we will serve God. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we praise. Your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed. Will you come? I'm here to pray with you. I'm here to hug you. I'm here to help in any way that I can. If you need a quiet time here at this altar, you come. No one will bother you. You take that moment to be with God. But the choice is yours. Will you do it? In the name of Jesus.